This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio with us today, we have Will and Garrett Huxley. Welcome to the show. Now, Will and Garrett are here to talk about their show Glory, which is at part of Dance Massive, and it's on at the Temperance Hall. So welcome to the show. We'd like to start off the show by talking a little bit about your background and how you started in the arts. So maybe we'll start with you, that's all right. If you want to just tell us a little bit about how you got started and how your interest came about.
Yeah, I left school and I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be a star.
Good on you.
And I went to Whopper in Perth to study performing, and then...
Are you from Perth?
Yeah.
So is Neil.
Yeah, I escaped, unfortunately.
So like most of us.
Yeah, but I sort of got a bit... I was overwhelmed by that world, and I sort of thought, this is too much for me. I guess I just wasn't confident enough yet. So I sort of thought, I've got to go behind the scenes. So I studied filmmaking and photography. Because I had always had a great love of visual art as well, so I gravitated towards filmmaking, and then I moved to Melbourne and went to the VCA and studied there.
What did you do there?
I did the film directing course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I ended up at the ABC because working in film it's so hard in this country.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I went to work at the ABC and I was there for years, and I worked as a filmmaker making mainly arts-based like documentaries.
Oh, excellent, which probably is gone a lot now.
Yeah, we all lost our job. I've lost my job there 3 times.
Oh, really? Wow.
They keep cutting the arts at the ABC. Yeah. But that's actually funny. Working there is when I first met Philip Adams, who this show Glory is in collaboration with. And I made a film about his work, Avery, which was on at the Melbourne Festival several years ago. But I was blown away by him. But then after the filmmaking and working at the ABC, in that time I met Garrett and we met and we fell in love. And Garrett was a great artist and that I so admired. And we eventually started working together, and that's kind of where the Huxleys kind of blossomed. And now I focus mainly just on creating the art rather than making stories about it.
Right. Garrett, give us your background.
Yeah, unlike Will, I never really wanted to be famous. I was more the introverted type. And I grew up on the Gold Coast and I escaped there pretty quickly. Went to Brisbane, studied at the Queensland College of Art.
Yep.
And I was a photographic artist at that point. That's all it was.
So you both were involved in, you know.
Yeah.
So do you argue over what you like in photography, or are you close?
No, that's how we bonded. We're pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I left Brisbane as soon as I'd finished my photographic degree up there. And I realised I needed to make costumes for the photographs because there was no... You know, I couldn't find what I could see in my head. And so I started making costumes, and then...
Did you study that?
You know, like I just did one of those adult courses. CAE?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just learned the basics and started making costumes that way.
Right.
And then just kept making them for photographs, and then met Will and we started performing together, which was really shocking for me to even think about at that stage. And we just keep making costumes now for ourselves and
right.
performing.
Okay, so tell us, what is Huxley? You know, like what do you do?
Well, Huxley is my surname, and
yes.
Garrett took that on, you know, for reasons that, you know, of our relationship, but also creatively it was nice to have that one name. And we, with visual artists predominantly, with photography and video work, but we make costumes, extravagant costumes to use in those works. And one day someone said, oh, could you bring this to life? Would you perform? We performed down in Dark Mofo in Tasmania, and it sort of spiraled from there. And
Now, how prestigious is doing something like that?
Oh, it's so great. That's one of our favourite gigs. We've done it 4 times, I think, now.
Excuse me.
It's my favourite because it's so wild down there.
Yeah.
Like, anything goes at Dark Mofo. Like, they trust you. And so we've just done some really wild stuff. And the thing about working together is that we encourage each other to push things further.
Well, hold on. All of a sudden you're in these wild costumes that you make yourself. What do you do in them?
We sing and we dance. Even though we're not singers, we're now singing.
Well, we didn't start off singing. The first performance we did down at Dark Mofo was a silent band. So we had, because we had the costumes, we had musicians on stage, we had, you know, fireworks and we had confetti cannons going off, but we just mimed to nothing.
It was a silent, it was like a really gay John Cage. It was like 4 seconds of silence, but with everything else that would go with a glam rock performance, but without the music. So that was our kind of our first performance art piece. And since then, we've now started to actually sing, strangely. And we dance as well. We love dancing and pretty much make a spectacle of ourselves.
Mm, we're pretty restricted by the costumes we wear as well. So
we love big entrances and exits. Those are our specialty.
And because I have interviewed you before on Friday Drive, and you were actually saying that some of the times you just walk through the crowd in these costumes, and that's the performance.
We call them crossings.
Crossings.
Yeah.
A lot of places like you, they call it roving performance, where you create an outrageous atmosphere, yeah, or ambience, and you move through the crowd, and people want to get photos and they dance with you, and it's a fun way of showcasing costume.
Garrett, give us a bit of a hint on what a costume might look like.
Oh, we get called anything from an inflated nun to a butt plug. So
we like to make.
Well, I'm not sure I learnt much from that one.
We like to make shapes that sort of obscure the human body. We want them to be as like genderless and alien and extreme. Like surrealism is a big influence for us.
We end up just looking like shapes most of the time, and a lot of people are confused by. A weird question is they come up and ask what sex you are. And you're just like, oh, you know, I'm actually a big peach now, right now. I'm not really anything.
Yeah.
But it really challenges people. And you see it when you're in costume. Some people are excited and they see the magic in it, but other people just don't want to know you exist.
Well, it's that whole thing of people get a little bit shy on it, don't they? And,
yeah,
you know, like, and it's you're taking them out of their comfort zone,
yeah,
by confronting them, I suppose.
It's often straight white men events come up to us and say, oh, is that a chick or is that a dude? And I always say, like, why does it matter? I'm not going to have sex with you. Like, I'm not interested. But they it challenges them. I think they want to know whether they can fuck you or not. So they're like are they... Yeah, they're a bit like confronted. We like to play with taking away gender, like,
right,
creating a space where it doesn't matter what your body looks like.
Yep.
It's, yeah.
So it's an obvious marriage that all of a sudden you'd be caught up with somebody like Philip Adams' Ballet Lab, because he pushes the boundaries like there's no tomorrow. Give us a little bit of a snapshot on what Philip Adams is all about. Can you do it in a snapshot?
I'm obsessed with Philip. I think he's a genius. We call him bonkers quite a bit because he's such a wild, imaginative person, and he throws out these incredible references. He has such a great knowledge of popular culture, but as well as high art, and I love the collision of those things. You know, he'll be talking about Laverne and Shirley 1 minute and then Yves Klein the next. Like, he's just got this encyclopedic knowledge of outrageous references. And I first met him when he was making Avery, which was a beautiful work about birds and inspired by Philip growing up in Papua New Guinea. And the costumes were so extravagant and the movement was really wild. And he always has a great balance of classical technique, but mixed with really avant-garde,
yep,
concepts.
Yep.
And I was just thought it was so wild. And then last year, Garrett and I did a talk at John Wardle Architecture, and Philip was doing one too. And so we reconnected. And we went to visit Philip, and he had this pink poodle in an installation with its legs crossed. It was a big plushy pink poodle. And I said, that's Sharon Stone, isn't it? And he was like, how did you know? And I was like, we are on the same bent, queer wavelength. It was a Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct.
Right.
But as poodle form.
Okay.
And I was like, I know that this is going to work. And he, yeah, asked us to collaborate with him, and we jumped at the opportunity.
And it's part of Dance Massive, and it's also part of his 20th anniversary at his Temperance Hall in South Melbourne. So what the show is called Glory. What is Glory about?
Well, pink, basically.
Pink? pink and glory. Does that make sense?
No, it's a saturation. It's partially inspired by the way Yves Klein used blue Philip is using pink in a completely saturated, it's almost a way of queering art. So it's got this beautiful classical technique of dance saturated in pink.
Yeah, and the starting point for our costumes was the poodle as well.
Right, okay.
Because that was our bond with Philip at the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I think it's a look back at all the amazing work that Philip's made over the years. There's a sort of beautiful reflection to it. I feel like there are certain vignettes in it that reference his technique and tell the story of his work, but in this really saturated, beautiful pink. It's very dramatic and it uses the music of Bach. And with these poodle costumes, I don't know whether poodles and bark have been placed together that often.
Although, look at those wigs that Bark used to wear. You know, like they're almost poodle-like in a in a roundabout way, aren't they?
They were very camp.
They were very camp, yeah. But they didn't realise that at the time.
My favourite thing about this work is the way that Philip combines the things that he grew up loving in the 70s. There's references to like Hollywood Squares and to, you know, the ridiculous, like Laverne and Shirley, these sitcoms, but also then like paired with ballet and Bach and beauty. It's really, I think it's going to be an overwhelming experience, but a really beautiful one.
So is it just you on stage, or is there he's got dancers as well?
We're just doing the costumes.
Oh, you're just doing the costumes.
Yeah. We may make a cameo in it, but in one of the opening ones. But we're not dancing. Philip's got proper dancers. If we were dancing, it would be a lot of rolling on the ground, I think. But yeah, Philip works with people who are classically, you know, got great technique.
Yep.
I would love to dance for Philip, but I don't think that I'm young and nimble enough to do that.
Oh, he's such a clever man, though. I'm sure he could find a way to make you look amazing, yeah.
Well, Philip's actually dancing in this work.
Oh, brilliant, because he often doesn't anymore, does he?
Yeah, I think because this is a celebration of his 20 years of Ballet Lab, that it's so special, and I love watching him move. He showed us some moves the other day, and he's got the greatest like extension of his legs and the way he leaps and moves. It's beautiful to watch.
And how is the Temperance Hall being used in? Is it just seats all around, or is it at one end?
I think he's reversed it, hasn't he, Will? He's kind of put the audience where the stage is,
right,
and then looking back.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's totally changed everything.
Right.
It's the most incredible space.
It is, isn't it?
And it has a great history of artists using that over the years. And I'm so glad that Philip has got it at the moment.
Yep. And we are talking about Philip Adams' Ballet Lab, which is at the Temperance Hall. And it's 199 Napier Street in South Melbourne. Now, the performance is from the 19th to the 23rd of March. Is that right?
Yes.
And you hope to be part of it at the beginning. You don't know yet?
Well, we're thinking.
Hold on, you don't know yet?
It depends on how, you know, the costuming goes. We want to get the dances done first.
Right.
If we get time to make our costume, we will have a cameo in maybe the opening night. We're not dancing, but we'll be seen.
Right, okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And thank you for what you're doing in pushing the boundaries and making the art's just so interesting.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Thanks very much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.